This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russians cast ballots on day two of an election preordained to extend Putin's rule. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
A Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Odessa's regional governor said two missiles were fired from Russian-occupied Crimea into a residential area, and that a medic and rescuer were killed by the second one after rushing to the scene to help. Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino, this is